82 years ago, Fort Smith Junior College opened its doors to students for the first time. Enrollment wouldn't exceed 1,000 students until 1963. It was 10 years later, when the institution was then called West Ark Community College, that enrollment topped 2,000 students for the first time. By last year, now known, of course, as University of Arkansas Fort Smith, more than 7,000 students were enrolled. Last night in Fort Smith, Dr. Paul Barron, the chancellor of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, talked about the future of the school.
Our vision statement, as you can see, says UA Fort Smith will be a premier regional university connecting education with careers, and our mission statement.
The 20-minute presentation of the UA Fort Smith five-year plan was made to an audience at the Arkansas Best Corporation Performing Arts Center at the Fort Smith Convention Center. Earlier yesterday, the chancellor had made a similar presentation on campus to faculty and staff. At the top of the speech, the chancellor said that UA Fort Smith cannot be all things to all people, but needs a specific and identifiable niche. That, he told the crowd, is found in the university's mission statement, that the school would be a premier regional university connecting education with careers. And though the school has evolved from its days as Fort Smith Junior College, the five-year plan centers on service, he said, to the region.
What we're trying to do is think from the perspective of the greater Fort Smith region. We're thinking about the state. And also, actually, several of our colleges have been recognized at national levels as well. But in terms of service, you know, we are a regional university and we serve our region. We serve well over Western Arkansas. We've got students from, from Little Rock but mostly from Western Arkansas. That's who we're serving.
The five-year plan includes six pillars. Items such as develop as a center for intellectual, artistic, social, and cultural advancement, and solidify and expand UA Fort Smith's position as a primary contributor to economic development. Several initiatives are directed toward each goal. After the presentation, bound, glossy copies of the five-year plan were handed out. It included 116 action steps the university wants to take by 2015.
I've been wanting to get this out because I want to take responsibility. You know, that sets a plan for us. And there's not one person up there of the six vice chancellors who sat with me who are scared of anything in that plan. We are excited. We're ready. We're already hitting the ground running. I mean, frankly, we're already well into a lot of those initiatives, and which will become evident next year when we give a report about where we're at. We're excited about taking responsibility for it. I'm excited about taking responsibility for it.
Much attention is given to technology in the plan, calling for increasing the quality and availability of courses and programs using emerging technology. Chancellor Barron says the analyzation of the UA Fort Smith technology system has already begun, and expanded broadband capability will allow the school more opportunities for distance learning and research.
For example, we've moved from 120 different servers to half that many servers with multiple levels of power. That allows us to manage and control them. It allows us to centralize. It manages, it helps us to be able to serve the faculty and the students that much better because it's so much more efficient. You just have to take the blinders off and think about it. It's really overwhelming when coming from my age. You know, I was a freshman 38 years ago. When I think about being in a classroom 38 years ago and how things were then and how things are now, it's a whole different world. It will allow us to reach multiple places, connect people electronically, create relationships electronically that we were never able to create, that are personal relationships because they can see each other, they can hear each other, and it's all very high quality. That's just an example of some of the things that we'll be able to do.
Though the 20-minute presentation last night and the corresponding 20-page document represent an end to a stage of preparing the plan, Dr. Barron said last night's public meeting is really the foundation for what comes next. He says the plan will be used to make many decisions in the next few months and few years, from fundraising priorities to managing growth.
It will be the bedrock from which other plans are made, such as a facilities management plan like the one I talked about that was accomplished in 13 years, and any expansion plan that we will develop. I hope that you read it, become familiar with it, and think about it. It's a fluid plan that will be reviewed and amended on a regular basis, but the core of it will be what drives the institution for the next 5 years.
Chancellor Paul Barron speaking last night in Fort Smith about the UA-Fort Smith five-year plan revealed yesterday. This is Ozarks at Large.